If you have your Bible, turn this morning to the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Daniel, chapter 2. We're going to begin reading this morning at verse 1. I want to read this whole chapter. It's a long chapter, but I think it's necessary this morning, and then we'll just try to mind the Lord. Amen? The Bible says, "And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Sarek, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. And the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you shall show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof." They answered again and said, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it." And the king answered and said, "I know of certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known in me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof." And the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, "There is no man on the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asketh such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king require, and there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods," little g's, "whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was given forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. And he answered to Arioch and the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and went and made the thing known to Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth that it is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now how what he desireth of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went in and said thus unto him, "Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, "I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation." And the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof?" And Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers show unto the king." But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me, for any wisdom that I have more than any living. But for their sakes, it shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image, his head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron and the clay and the brass and the silver and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and I will tell thee the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom and power and strength and glory, and wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold, and after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes and the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so this kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer up oblation and sweet odors unto him. And the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him a ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. And then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help on this salt. Just ask Daniel. Amen. I believe if you just wanted to know something this morning, praise God, about God and godliness, I believe we could ask Daniel. I believe he's got the answers. Amen. He was a man kind of like old David. It was a man after God's own heart. The Bible tells us when he started out on this journey. Now you young people listen to me. He started out just as a young man. He was taken into captivity. Amen. Glory be to God. Babylonians come along. They scooped him up and carried him off. But he got down out to the king's house. And they said, you know what? You found favor in the eyes of the king. And what you're going to get? You're going to get the very best of King's God. You can get the best food. You can get the the best wine. You get the very best that the king has to offer. He's going to give to you. But I thank God that he was a young man that named Daniel, had three little old buddies, praise God. And they said, you know what? We don't want what the king's got. We got a king of glory. And praise God, we want what he's got. I'm glad today that we can make a choice. Praise God for God. The Bible said that he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested a prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Amen. Praise God. You can ask Daniel today, young people. Praise God. He said, was it worth it? Was it worth standing up for something that was right? And he'd say, glory be to God. He said it was worth it all. Amen. You can ask Daniel, praise God. He'll tell you. Amen. He said it was worth every bit of it. Praise God. Just to stay with God and godliness. It made a difference in his life. Praise God. He went all through his life with a shout and a praise for God. Amen. You can ask Daniel, was it worth it? Was it worth it? The Bible says in verse chapter 2 here, it said Nebuchadnezzar dreams a dream. Amen. It troubled him. He woke in his sleep, and the dream that he had dreamed had troubled him. Amen. And he calls together these magicians and astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans. And he said, hey, listen. So I want you to tell me tell me my dream and tell me what it means. Amen. All the wise men. Amen. Gathered them together, said, I want you to explain it to me. You know, there's a whole lot of people in the world today would like for us to explain what's going on. They would like for us to explain what's taking place. Let me tell you what's taking place. God's on the move. Amen. Did you hear me? What I said? God is on the move. Amen. He's a marching. Praise God. Amen. I told you before, whether we participate or not, God marches on. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just choose to get in, go with Him, praise God, or be left behind. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time that God's people, it's time to make a choice. It's time to take a stand, praise God. So you can ask Daniel. He said, what's it worth? He said, yeah, just go ahead and take a stand, praise the Lord. Said it'll be worth it after a while. Amen. Praise God. I believe it's worth it now. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. I rejoice in my soul, praise God, what God's doing for me. Amen. I thank God for what He's doing for you. He's a helping us. He's a lifting us up. He's encouraging us. He's showing us the right way. Praise God. And if we'll let Him, He'll help us walk in that way. Amen. Help every way, every day, every step of the way. Praise the Lord. So he asked them, and they said, hey, you know what? King said, they ain't a, said, we don't know. He said, you'll just tell us the dream. He said, if you'll just tell us what you dreamed about, we'll give you the interpretation. So we'll tell you what it means. But old Nebuchadnezzar, he done got wise to them wise men. Amen? I believe he done got wise. He said, you know what, you sorry rascals? I know if I tell you if I give you the time, praise God, he said, you make something up. He said, but I don't want something made up. He said, I want to know what the dream was, and I want you to tell me what it means. And these fellows, they said, well, King, wait a minute. Said, you're asking a hard thing. Said, you just tell us what you're... He said, I ain't to tell you what a dream. Because you're going to tell me something I want to hear. But he said, hey, I want you to tell me what a dream, and I want you to tell me the interpretation, what it means. He said, well, they ain't. He said, well, if you don't, he said, what to do? He said, I'm just going to chop you all to pieces, and I'm going to make your houses a dunghill. What do you think about that? And so King said, you ask too hard a thing. He said, listen, only the gods know that. And he said, you know what? The gods don't dwell in flesh. I thought, oh my God, help my soul. I'm glad I don't serve a God and don't dwell in the flesh. Amen. That's what they said. Said, only the gods know that and they don't dwell in the flesh. I thought, praise be to God. I'm glad I got a God that dwells in the flesh. You say, well, preacher, God don't live in flesh. Praise, yes, He does. He lives in my heart, praise God. And hey, if that ain't in the flesh, Brother Jeff, I don't know what is. Amen. See, I'm glad I don't have a God like they had. See, they didn't have they had a whole lot of confidence in themselves, hello. But they didn't have no confidence in their gods. Because there's a little g gods. Amen. They said, listen, you're asking something that only the gods know. Amen. The flesh, praise God. The gods don't live in the flesh. I thank God that my God lives in the flesh. Amen. King makes a decree. Make a long story short, the king makes a decree. He said, well, I'm just making a decree. Amen. If you can't tell me the dream and the interpretation thereof, praise God, I'm going to have all the wise men slain. So I'm going to kill them all. So he tells Arioch, he says, hey, listen, the captain of the king's host, praise God, the captain of the king's guard, he said, hey, listen, you go gather them all up. Amen. I'm tired of their foolishness. Said, you go gather them and kill them all. Amen. Can you see this playing out? Now, I mean, these fellas, they're disturbed, to say the least. Amen. I think, well, you know, this is it. Said, we've lived out our little charade, but now the king's done found us out. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people, praise God, that's living a charade, praise God, today. Amen. Living a charade. We're pretending to be something that we're not. Amen. But there's a good God of glory that knows the thoughts and the intent of our heart. Amen. You might fool me. You might fool the world. Hey, you might even fool yourselves. But you'll not fool God. Amen. He knows exactly where we are today. Amen. He knows what we think. He knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. He knows why we do what we do. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, I know what you is up to. And he said, hey, he made a decree, went forth. He said, hey, just go ahead and slay them all. Kill them all. Amen. Now, when a king made a decree, it couldn't be withdrawn. Once that decree was put into action. So the Bible says here, verse 14, that Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. And he answered, said to Arioch, the king's captain, why the decree so hasty from the king? I know what he said. Well, he said, the king is upset. He said, the king's mad. He said, these are magicians and astrologers of Chaldeans. He said, they've been playing games with the king. I'll just tell you now, they've been playing games with the king. They've been trying to pretend like they're something that they're not. And the king's fed up with it. I believe a king of glory is about fed up with people pretending to be something that they're not. Amen. I believe the king of glory is about ready for some people to stand up with the real thing, praise God. Say, you know what? I just want to be a child of the king. I just want to go in the right direction and just praise him along the way. Glory to God. I get excited about it. Man, I can't help it. I get excited about serving my Savior. Because one day I'm going to be with him. I told him, with that, praise God, I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want to, Brother Andrew, I don't want to get in as old by fire. He said, all right, you made it, get on in here. No, sir, I'd like to pat me on the back and say, well done, Jeff. Praise the Lord, good job. Stayed faithful with a few things. So I'm going to make you ruler over a lot of things. Praise God. You say, you want to be a ruler? No, praise God, I just want to be a servant of my Lord. Amen. Most precious part. He said that the Bible says, Arioch, he made a thing known to Daniel. He said, well, what's happened? He said, they're trying to pull one over on the king's eye. He's had a dream, and he wants them to tell him the dream and the interpretation of that dream. Now, I like this right here. The Bible says, then Daniel went in and desired the king. Now, that wasn't something to happen. I mean, you didn't go into the king unless the king bid you to come. Hello? Remember Queen Esther? She couldn't go into the queen unless the king had bid her to come. But Daniel told him, I mean, with the Holy Ghost of God all over, he said, you know what? He said, hey, he said, you take me to the king. Amen. He said, I ain't taking you. He said, you crazy thing. He'll kill you and me too. Amen. But Daniel said, hey, listen, I'm going to go talk to the king. He said, you do what you want to. I believe old Daniel, he marched in there. Holy Ghost got boldness, glory to God, before the king. Amen. Why? Because God done made proof. He said, you know what? God done opened the door. God done brought me to a place. And for a time such as this, praise God. And he stepped out on faith. Trust God. I want to say glory to God. Listen, God may have brought me and you to a place and a time such as this that we might give God the glory. Amen. He might get it out of our lives. Amen. For a time such as this. But we're in a terrible time. Amen. Turbulent times that we're living. But it may be for such a time as this. That God has brought us out, praise God, and brought us up, and we might stand, praise God, for the good cause of God. But the Bible said that Daniel marched in there before the king. He said, King, so listen. He said, if you'll just give me a little time. He said, I can tell you about the dream. And I'll tell you the interpretation thereof. Amen. I believe there was something about it. Like I preached Wednesday night. I believe there's a glow on Daniel. I believe there's a light on Daniel. I believe there was a radiance coming out on Daniel. I believe it caught the eye of the king. Praise God. I believe he got caught up in it. He said, well, he said, Daniel, whatever you need to do. He said, if you can do it, son. He said, you go ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the Bible says Daniel went off into the mountains and he prayed for weeks and fasted and prayed and done sacrifices. No. See what God, now listen. Boy, I got hold of this. God bless my heart. You see what God, what Daniel had? It was a homey type of a gospel. It was a homey type of relationship. It was the kind that you could take down to the house with you. Amen. The Bible said he went into his house, praise God, and he called his buddies together. He said, those that love God like he did, those that are willing to sacrifice just a little bit, those that are willing, praise God, to serve the Lord for his glory. And he called together Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he said, hey, come in, fellas. He said, come over to the house. I got something I need to tell you. Say, come over there. And he said, fellas, we need to pray. He said, something's come up. Said, the king's dreamed a dream. And he said, hey, listen, he wants the sorcerer. He said, the wise men, he wants to tell them the dream and the interpretation thereof. And he said, well, wait a minute. Daniel said, they didn't say, wait a minute, Daniel. I said, what did he dream? He said, well, I don't know what he dreamed. I don't believe that happened. He said, listen, said the king dreamed a dream and he wants to know the interpretation thereof. He said, fellas, glory be to God. He said, hey, verse 17 and 10, he said, we need to have an old-fashioned prayer meeting and a old-fashioned Holy Ghost of God meeting where we cry and agonize and seek God's faith on behalf of everybody around us. Amen. Now, there was a whole lot of folks around them that could care less. The sorcerers and the magicians and all these, pray God, they could care less about Daniel and his buddies. Because they showed them favor. Now it's funny that the king was showing them favor, Brother Jeff, and they were sitting over at the house eating beans and pulse. Eating pulse, which is beans and water. Now these others are sitting over at the king's house, and they're eating and drinking and being merry, amen, partaking all the king had all, and they were jealous of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They were jealous, and they was over there just soaking in the good things of God, eating beans and water. Praise God. Ain't that amazing? Brother Rex talked about this. We get envious and we get jealous of people down at the house of God, amen, because they're in there trying to serve the Lord. Beats all I ever see. When you're just being there together, praise God, somebody gets in and goes, whoopee, praise God. We'll say, glory to God, bless him, Lord. Amen. But these folks got jealous. They were jealous. And so here Daniel's there with his buddies and they're making petitions on their behalf. Amen. See, I don't think old Daniel and his buddies were afraid of dying. Amen. I don't think death bothered them not one whit. I mean, they done got a hold of God. They realized they was a blessed promise out there just a little ways further. Amen. They said, glory be to God. Whatever be'll be, we're just going to go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Bible said they pray. Had a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. And verse 18 said that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven. Amen. So Daniel called these fellows together, amen, in his house, and he had a Holy Ghost prayer meeting. And they began to pray and they began to talk to the God of heaven. Amen. They began to come. Hey, listen, they had something they needed, and they talked to the one they knew. Hey, I'm glad that we've got one. We get one that we know that we can talk to, and the Bible says that He hears and answers prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then I got to think about this. Daniel got so tore up over this. I mean, he was worried and fretful. I mean, he was pacing the floor and, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Huh? Daniel said, "Boys, let's pray." Amen. They fell on their face. They agonized with God. They said, oh, God, we need you now. Oh, God, we need your help. Need you to show us, God, what you'd have us to have. And if you don't want to show us, that'll be all right, too. But God, listen. He said, God, we know You know the need. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that's confidence in God. You know what's wrong with most of us? We pray and we don't have no confidence in God. We don't believe in faith that He'll hear and He'll help us. Amen. But the Bible said they prayed, had them a good old-fashioned, Brother Andrew, had them a good old-fashioned prayer meeting. Amen. Had a little talk with Jesus, told them all about their troubles.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And then the Bible says Daniel went in there and laid down, filled his head, and went to sleep. Now, just say it. He said, oh, good Lord, if You don't... He didn't say, Lord, if You don't show me in the morning, we're all going to die. Oh, God. See, he wasn't worried about it. He just put it in God's hands. See, we worry about things too much, don't we? He said, casting your cares upon Him because He cares for you. We have to realize that, hey, just like He cared for Daniel and those three Hebrew children, praise God, He cares the same for you.
Amen.
Amen. I said He pilled His head in any sleep. He had a dream. The same dream that God had showed to Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. Picture for picture. I like it when God paints a picture. Amen. I can see it, can't you? I can see it. And the Bible said He woke up in the morning and He said, oh goodness, I don't know if this is going to be it or not. Well, what if I take this to the king and I tell him this stuff's going to be and he don't like it. But boy, he didn't. He come out of that bed, glory be to God. I believe them little old fellas that was with him, I believe they come up out of bed. They said, what's going on, Daniel? He said, glory be to God. God done painted me a picture. He done showed me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Amen. Oh, Daniel got up out. He cleaned himself up. I just see him as he's there shaving. I know I got a vivid imagination. Just leave me alone. I can see him as he's shaving. Amen. Glory be to God. Cleaned himself up. Getting ready to go before the king. Amen. He called old Eric. He said, hey, listen, come over here. I got something to tell you. And okay. The guard's host, he comes over there and he says, what is it, Daniel? And boy, they was a glow all over Daniel. Son, glory be to God for him. For every God in the house, praise God, there was something radiating through the door. He said, Daniel, what is it, boy? He said, hey, listen. He said, what I need you to do, just need to go to... We need to go over and say, you need to present me to the king. Tell him, pray, God, I got it. I said, you what? I said, tell him I got it. Amen. Tell him I know exactly what it is. And the interpretation. Praise God. But I like this. I like this. Now Daniel, Eric, I just see him. He said, now you may go to that king. That king's going to kill you. He'll kill me too. I ain't having no part of that. So Daniel went to the king and he said, Lord... He said, King, I tell you, if you'll give me this, he said, I'll tell you what you dream, he said, with the help of God, and I'll tell you what the interpretation is. So Eric goes into the king, after Daniel tells him he done figured it out. And he goes in like most of us would, chest poked out there, you know. Amen, got his always garb on, his helmet in his hand. He says, King, I got something to tell you. And this is how most of us are. He said, I found a man. I've got the man right over here. King, I can tell you what you dream and the interpretation thereof. Can you see that happening? That helmet hand, boy, he's something. Amen. He don't know nothing. Amen. So here old Daniel come in. King Nebuchadnezzar says, it's all right, son. He says, can you tell me? Let me just read that. I don't want to mess it up. Amen. He said, and the king answered and said unto Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known, verse 26, unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Amen. Amen. He said, can you tell me what I dreamed and tell me what it means? But I like this. Old Daniel delayed just a little bit. And he brings the king around full circle. Then he answered in the presence of the king, and he said, the secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men and the astrologers and the magicians and the soothsayers show unto the king? He said, King, I want you to understand and realize something, that there ain't a wise man in your land, praise God, that could reveal to you the dream and the interpretation thereof. He said, they've all scratched their heads. They don't have a clue. Amen. He said, the people of the world can't help you. The people that's around you can't help you. Amen. The leaders of this nation, they can't help you. Amen. They don't know the answers. I want to say this. We're reaching out and we're trying to get a hold of somebody that's got all the answers. Amen. We're getting ready to do it. Hey, we're fixing to have, we get the vote Tuesday. And we're trying to reach out and get a hold of somebody that's got all the answers, ain't we? And you know what? You know what we're reaching with? Now you hear me real clear. We're reaching with our pocketbook. Huh? I was listening the other day, and everybody that talks there said, yes, I just want to see what they can do for me. I want to see what kind of jingle they can put in my pocket. That's our mentality. That's their mentality. Amen. We need to look, see, you know what? We need somebody that'll get us back to God. We need godliness. We don't need jingle in our pocket. We need God in our heart. Amen. We better vote with our heart, praise God, and not with our pocketbook. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, these things we need. Trust God, praise God, He'll provide. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be given unto thee. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know that's right. Go, God, gee, it's in red writing, praise God. He don't lie. Oh, Daniel said, well, hold up a minute, King. He said, there ain't a person around here that can give you an answer. Amen. There's no one. But in verse 28, he says, but there is a God in heaven, praise God. He said, there ain't nobody here can answer. He said, but there is a God in heaven that has all the answers. He knows what you're thinking, and He knows what you need. He knows where you're at, and He knows where you're going. Amen. Said He's there to help you. Amen. He said, that reveal a secret and make it known to the King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Now watch this. Thy dream and the visions thy head upon thy bed are these. He said, what you did, said you had a dream. So he starts there. He said, what you had? He said, you had a dream. And your dream that you had was about the latter days. Amen. What's going to transpire later on? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to hurry. He's a whole lot more in here than I could preach out this morning. He says, as for thee, O King, thy thoughts came into mind upon thy bed, that what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Amen. And he says, now wait a minute, King. He said, the one that reveals secrets has made it known unto you. And I'm just going to tell you what he wants to show you. Now watch this. Now Daniel, he stops the answer. He said, there's nobody has the answers but God. And then he goes in verse 30, and notice humility of Daniel. He said, but as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living. He said, I'm no better than anybody else. Amen. It's God Almighty that reveals secret. It's God Almighty that speaks to our heart. It's God Almighty that gives us direction. It's God Almighty that'll help us. It's God Almighty that'll meet our need. Amen. It's not me. Boy, if we could come to a humble place, say, you know what, God, it's not me, but it's you. Amen. Lifting up the name, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them in unto me. Praise God, we'd see our church house full. We'd see our families happy, full of joy. We'd see people pleasing. Amen. We'd see people abundantly serving the Lord. We'd come humbly before God. Amen. You just ask Daniel. He said, praise God, just stay humble with the Lord. He'd bless your heart. He says, King, what happened here? He said, but for their sakes I shall make known them interpretation of the king, and thou shalt that mightest know the thoughts of thine heart. He said, it ain't your head, it's your heart that God's speaking to. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that's what's wrong with us. Praise God, we got a head knowledge without a heart knowledge. God's wanting. That's why people say, preacher, you're always stepping on my toes. Amen. God's aiming at your heart. Amen. I'm a missing. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But he said, thou King Saul, behold a great image. He said, you say it was a great image. Amen. And to make a long story short, he said, that head of gold, said, King, that was you. He said, you are that head of gold. See, the most expensive part, the most precious part. And then he said, the breasts and arms of it are silver, and the belly and the thighs are brass, and the legs are iron, and the feet of iron and part clay. He said, that's what you think. He said, you've seen this great big image. This is what it looked like. This is what it was made up of. Amen. He said, thou sawest till a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were in iron, that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. And then he said, then was the iron, the clay, and the brass, and the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together. It became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. He said, that's what you've seen, King. That's what you beheld. And he said, I'll tell you the interpretation. He said, these were great nations. He said, you dreamed a dream, and God was revealing to you. He said, I'll show you the dream. He said, I'll give you the interpretation. He said, you're a king of kings of the earth. Amen. A king of kings. God has put you up there. Amen. Because God brings up kings and God takes down kings. Glory be to God. Amen. And he said, you're as a king, to make so short. He said, you're a king over even the beast and the air, the beast and the fowls of the air. He said, whatever you say goes. I mean, you're in charge of it all. Amen. But he said, there's come a time, so there's going to be another ruler. He said, thou art the head of gold. He said, and after thee shall rise another, in verse 39. Amen. Inferior to thee, and another of brass, and shall bear rule over the earth. He's talking about the Medes and Persians and the Greeks and the different kingdoms that would rise and fall. A whole lot more than that, but these were the major kingdoms that would rise and fall. Amen. And he's the fourth kingdom, verse 40, shall be strong as iron. Now he's talking about the Roman Empire. He said that Roman Empire will be strong as iron. Now if you'll notice, the Roman Empire was that of iron. Now the legs was the longest part of the body. Amen. So he said that part of iron, that longest part of the body, he said it's going to be strong and it'll crush and subdue. I want to say Rome was alive and thriving, and Rome, because of their wickedness, amen, they just disappeared from sight. But I want to say they still an essence of Rome today. Amen. Let me just throw this out. Did you know that the Eastern Orthodox of the Jew and the Western Orthodox Jew have come together and said, you know what? We need to come back together in unity as one. Amen. Rome, right before our Brother Jeff, Rome is coming together. We've got a Pope that says, you know what? We've got to bring this up. We've got to pull this thing together. We've got to make this happen. Amen. We've got to do it now. We've got to communicate. We've got to reunite. Amen. We've got to reestablish, praise God, that we need to have in these last days. Man, we're knocking on the door. Amen. We're knocking on the door. If you'd asked Daniel said, you better get ready. Amen. You better get ready. It's about over. Jesus is coming. He said, this thing's going to take place. Amen. He said, that thing's going to rise up. He said, Rome is going to be reestablished. It's beginning to be rebuilt. Amen. And he goes on down in verse 44. Now he talks about, and he tells him, he said, there's going to be a future kingdom. Amen. Watch this. He said, Brother Andrew said, it's going to be a future kingdom. He said, in the days of these kings. He said, well, preacher, all this has already happened. This is all past tense. No, we've not seen the days of these kings. Amen. Ain't happened yet. Amen. He said, there's going to come a time of falling away. There's going to come a time of trouble. Now, the post-millennialists don't believe this. They believe it's just going to get better and better and better till we have this great utopia on earth, and everything's going to be so lovely, and the Lord's going to show up, and we're just going to pray and have a good time. That's the only thing is, it's not Bible. Amen. The Bible says here that he said that he speaks to the king. He said, when a time of these kings, a future kingdom's coming. He said, God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Have we ever had a kingdom that wasn't destroyed, that didn't rise and fall? Never happened, but it will. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms and it shall stand forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. What he says, the small and the great, praise God, are going to recognize that there is a God. Amen. He said, this thing's going to come to pass. Praise the Lord. And he said, there's going to be a rock. He said, for as much as thou sawest that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. Now I can just see him as he's telling it. He said, remember you seen a rock that was cut out of a mountain without hands? He said, a rock, and it originated as something small. But praise God, as you stood there and watched, it began to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And praise God, the next thing you know, it began to crush and to pound and to grind into powder. Praise God, all the nations of the earth before its presence. Amen. He said to it became a great mountain and consumed the whole earth. Amen. What was he talking about? He was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He comes, praise God, with a rod of iron to rule, praise God, for 1,000 years. Praise God. Amen. Bless his holy. Could you imagine the image that was there and that rock that was hewn out without hands? Nobody had to carve it. Nobody touched it. Amen. It was a man's making. Praise God. It was supernatural. It come from God. Just like our Savior did when he come the first time. It was supernatural. He was born of a virgin in the little town of Bethlehem. When he comes again, praise God, he's coming, amen, as a crushing stone. I mean, isn't that a good scenario? Because praise God, ain't he the stone, the rock of offense, the rock of stumbling? Amen? Praise the Lord. But he's going to come and he's going to come grinding. Amen? He said, this is what God, he said, King, this is the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And a dream is certain, interpretation thereof sure. Amen. He said, God, the good God Almighty, he said, he put it right down exactly what's going to take place in the days ahead. But you know, today, God's told us exactly what's going to happen, and we act like we don't believe it. He said it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah, days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We have sodomites running around all over the place, and we don't believe it. Amen. We better look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is coming, praise God, and he's going to crush and consume all the iniquity of this world, praise God. He's going to grind it in the dust and the wind will blow it away.
Amen.
Amen. It won't stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, then old King Nebuchadnezzar said he fell on his face and he worshiped Daniel. Amen. He commanded they offer up oblation and sweet odors unto the king. You say, well, preacher, why did Daniel take that? Why did Daniel? The Bible said that he did. Look at the next verse. Watch what he says. Amen. He said, then, in verse 47, the king answered unto Daniel. I believe Daniel protested. He said, whoa, wait a minute, king. He said, don't give me oblation. Don't lift up sweet odors to me. He said, it's God Almighty that reveals this to you. He said, the God of glory. He said, just ask Daniel. Say, Daniel, why did you take it? He said, I didn't take nothing. I give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder what happened if we just started giving God the glory. I mean, God the glory for everything. Praise God, when you get up of a morning, you're able to put your britches on. Say, glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Get up in the morning, praise God. I told the fellas in the prayer, get up and you got your aches and pains. Say, glory to God for my aches and pains.
Amen.
At least you're able to feel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Amen. So the Bible said, the king answered Daniel unto Daniel and said, of a truth. So see, the king got a hold of some truth. Amen. So you can ask Daniel, said, Daniel, did it make a difference? Did it have an effect? He said, yeah. I said, it got a hold of old King Nebuchadnezzar. Praise God, he realized there was a power and a force, praise God, beyond himself. Amen. He said, of a truth, it is that your God is the God of gods. Now what he did, he said, you know what? He said, he's the God of gods. He said, and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. You know what he did? You know what? You say, Daniel, did it make a difference? He said, you just asked Daniel, Daniel, did it make a difference? He said, yeah. I said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, said there's a good God of glory, God the Father, God the Son, praise God, and God the Holy Ghost, the revealer of secrets.
Amen.
Amen. Said, yeah, it made a difference. Praise God. Taking a stand, praise God. Make a difference. You could ask Daniel. He said, it made a difference. Praise God. Said, did it make a difference with those astrologers? He said, yeah, praise God. They said, whoa, glory. Thank you, Daniel. We didn't have to die today. Amen. I'm glad you knew your God. I'm glad your God heard you. I'm glad your God answered you. Glad your God helped you because He delivered us. Amen. See, that's what God does. Even when we're not looking for deliverance, praise God, He delivers us anyway. He delivers old sinners every day and gives them one more opportunity, one more chance. Praise God, to make it right with God. You could ask old Daniel. He said, Daniel, did it make a difference? He said, yeah. I said, I just stayed with God. Amen. The governors, and he said, praise God, and God just keeps lifting me up. Praise God. And he said, all the way to, did you realize that Daniel stayed there, and every time a new king come along, you say, well, Daniel, did it make a difference? Did you stand and make a difference? He said, no. He said, God made a difference. He said, every new king that come along, praise God, God just elevated me up in their favor. And they put me before the gate, put me as a man over to Providence. He said, I just kept praising God, magnifying His name. Amen. Kept trying to keep the people, push them just a little bit closer toward God. Amen. He said, Daniel, did it make a difference? Yeah, Daniel! He said, yeah, just stay with God. It'll make a difference. Just stay with the Lord, praise God. It'll make a difference. Bless His holy name. It'll make a difference. If we just stay with God, it'll make a difference. People will see it in their life. These people watched us this morning. Now listen to me. I'm done. These people watched you this morning get in your car and come down to the house of God. Amen. They'll watch you this evening to see if you get in your car and come down to the house of God. Amen. They're watching us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying our life is making a difference. One day, praise God, you might be able to look back on my life or your life and say, well, preacher, a lay person, did your life make a difference? I said, yeah, it made a difference. Amen, it made a difference. I was saying, praise God, it got my family in. It gave me an encouragement, helped me be an encouragement. It made a difference. I said, Daniel, did it make a difference? You could ask Daniel, praise God. He said, yeah, praise God. It kept me at the king's gate, and God just kept blessing me. Amen. And the more I did for Him, the stronger a stand I took, praise God, the more God just blessed me on purpose. Amen. He kept me out there. He kept blessing me, kept helping me, kept loving me. Amen. Kept showing me the way that He'd have me to go. And He said, I just kept following in the footsteps of my Savior, footsteps of my Lord, praise God. And God made the difference. Praise God. That's what Daniel said. He said, God made the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.